Well, howdy guys. Now here's a real sort of boring video. Well, it's just like all my other videos, really. But I've had some time on my hands and I started replaying some games. First on the list was Resident Evil 2, the remake, which wasn't a bad game, so I played Leon, of course, and on the second run I played Claire. And whereas Leon had quite a bit of firepower, Claire really doesn't. They kept on giving her all sorts of guns, but then gave you different bullets for each gun. So you didn't know which bullets you're going to pick up, so you had to carry all the guns with you, which took up inventory space. And she's quite weak when she gets attacked. In fact, the first time I played it, I didn't have much life left, or ammo, and I was staggering around most of the time. So I restarted, and got through with more ammo and life, but you had to try and avoid a lot of the zombies and lickers, and I do like killing them. Anyway, I ended up with the boss battle near the end. And that's one thing I hated about Resident Evil was the boss battles. But what are they actually for? Well, it's to drag the game out, isn't it? They know you're going to spend some time getting through that. And they don't have to provide too much content. They just trap you in a room, and you end up having to run around all the time and try and survive. So right at the end of the final boss battle, I just did it a couple of times, of course, and died. And then just stopped playing, because as far as I was concerned, I'd done the game. Yeah, you meet a little girl as well, one of the scientist's daughter, and there seems to be an awful lot of dialogue between you and her, and it gets a bit gaggy. But then I tried Dead Space, the new one, that I bought some time ago and didn't really get on with it much. I did like the first Dead Space, but the second one was very bland and quite boring. The worst part about it was the controls seemed clunky. You never felt you was in control of Isaac at all. The graphics are alright, except every room more or less looked the same. And the same sort of scenario where the doors get locked and you get trapped in there, and these creatures seem to come out of the vents and some of them just appear out of nowhere. And it's kind of the same thing over and over again. Then I quit the game after about an hour, I've had enough of that. Plus there wasn't really an auto save. So if you died, they put you back, and you had to redo all the things again. So very repetitive. So then I tried Resident Evil 4 again. And though when I first played it through, I thought it was not bad at all. They hadn't really changed a hell of a lot from the original, though. In fact, at the end scene, where you're in the speedboat with this Femon, and you have to dodge all the boulders falling, I didn't even bother finishing that, because I've already done it. And when I had my VR set, they actually had Resident Evil 4 on VR. And everybody said, oh, it's like playing a new game. And the graphics were so fantastic. So I tried it. I didn't think much of the graphics at all, especially in VR. They kind of all looked sort of one-dimensional. Especially if you already played a game like Lone Echo 1. Resident Evil 4 on VR kind of looked cartoonish in comparison. Then I thought I'd redo Resident Evil 3. As you can see, there's a lot of Resident Evil games in my repertoire. I'm not really a fan of it, it's just some of the games I like. But as we know, Resident Evil 3 was a rip-off. It didn't even feel like a Resident Evil game at all. And you spent a lot of time running back and forth all over the place. That's to waste time, of course. Then you had the added thing with Mr. X or the Tyrant. That would attack you mostly any time it felt like. And that's another thing to drag the game out, which I found more annoying than anything else. So I got the game Silent Hill 2. Now, I've only been playing this game a short while. And if there's one word I can say about it, actually, is depressing. Because basically you're in a place where it's covered in fog. You can hardly see anything. It's all dull and miserable. And if anybody lives in the UK knows exactly what I'm talking about, because England can be very miserable. It has this big thick cloud that sort of hovers over the UK. It completely blocks the sun out and everything's dull. And all the colours are sort of bland. And this game is exactly what you're walking around in, that sort of atmosphere. Now, the graphics aren't too bad at all, and apparently the storyline is pretty good. But I can only play this game for a while, and then I have to stop. Because playing a game that's dull and miserable everywhere, it's just making me dull and miserable myself. But there is one thing I don't like about the game at all. Now, every game that's made nowadays, they can always have autosave. But this game has chosen not to have that, and giving you very few save places. So what happens, of course, is that you haven't saved for a while and you get killed. Which, of course, sets you back to the last save place, which means you have to do everything again that you did before. In other words, very repetitive. And the only reason for that is to drag the game out longer. But of course, the companies say they're supposed to create tension. That's a lot of bollocks. It's just to drag the game out longer than it should be. I shall persevere with Silent Hill 2. Then if I actually finish it, I'll let you know what I thought. Of course, it could be that I may be a little bit too old for video games. Or is it that they just forgot how to make decent video games anymore? And it's just become all about money. Of course, it always could be that maybe I'm just tired of being ripped off. Those are just my thoughts, guys. You take it easy now.